Cash logistics player Radiant Cash Management Services Limited has filed a draft red herring prospectus with Securities and Exchange Board of India to raise funds via an initial public offering. The IPO consists of a fresh issue of 60 crore and an offer for sale, OFS, of up to 30.13 million shares by promoters and shareholders. The OFS comprises up to 10.13 million shares by Colonel David Devasahayam and up to 20 million shares by Ascent Capital Advisors India. Currently, Devasahayam holds 54.40% stake in the firm while Ascent Capital has 37.221%. The proceeds from the issue worth 20 crore will be used for funding working capital requirements. As of August 2021, the outstanding amounts for working capital under fund-based and non-fund-based were 21.42 crore and 21.02 crore, respectively. The firm handles cash volume of approximately 400 crore on a daily basis, which increases sometimes to around 1,000 crore during long weekends. Augmenting its working capital funding will enable it to scale up its capacity to handle higher daily cash volumes. The firm also plans to use 23.92 crore for buying 220 specially fabricated armored vans. As of July 2021, it has utilized a fleet of 694 fabricated armored vans. IFL Securities, Motilal Oswal and Yes Securities are the lead managers to the issue. The firm is a cash logistics player with presence in retail cash management, RCM, segment of the cash management services industry in India and is one of the largest players in the RCM segment in terms of network locations or touch points served as of the 31st of July. The firm provides services across 12,150 PIN codes in India covering all districts, other than Lakshadweep, with about 42,420 touch points serving more than 4,700 locations as of 31 July. For the 4 months ended July 2021 and fiscal year 2021, its total annual currency movement and the total value of the currency passing through its RCM operation amounted to 36,839 crore and 1.29 lakh crore rupees, respectively. For fiscal year 2021, its revenue from operations was 221.67 crore against 248.298 crore a year ago. Net profit for the period stood at 32.43 crore versus 36.50 crore last year. As of August, its total borrowings were 23.22 crore.